刚好相反的
but just the reverse，
就是一点不注重道德，水过度的衰亡是从里面腐朽的，不是从外面攻打。
Because they despise the addict, that the corruptness of the nation come from inner, but not external power。
这是很可怜的事情。
This is pitiful。
1920年的时候
，1920，
有一个这个人叫做这一个叫做写了一本书叫做 Story of Philosophy。
He has written a book called Story of Philosophy。
忽然间，《纸贵洛阳》变成当时最畅销的书。
And suddenly become a very popular book。
这个人是德国人的后裔，在美国叫做 Will Durant。
Will Durant。
这个人写的书里面怎么讲呢
？What did he say in his book？
他说：“罗马帝国不是被外面打败的。
”The Roman Empire is not defeated by the external。
罗马帝国是自己里面腐朽变成腐烂。
But rather innerly they corrupt and that's why they defeated themselves。
一个国家强盛的时候
，at a time when a country becomes strong，
四面无敌
，and without any enemy outside，
里面的野兽就出来了。
But the beast from within will come。
自己成为自己的仇敌。
And you become your own enemy。
为所欲为。
And you do what you want。
无恶不作。
And do all the evil。
放纵情欲。
And you let loose the
lust。强权压制穷人。
And you force the poor。
这样的人一定倒下去。
These are people who collapse。
所以不到一两百年里面。
So after 100 to 200 years，
罗马的国势就下去。
The Roman Empire declined。
为什么呢
？Why？
不是因为注重良善而没有用金钱的勇敢。
It is not because they emphasize on ethic and without the execution of the power。
相反的
，The reverse。
太过敢用强权和富有的人性中间彼此尊重的良善的尺寸，所以才失败。
That too much they use the power without placing esteem to the ethical to the conscience。
Marcus Aurelius，
Marcus Aurelius
是君王，
he is a Caesar，
他赞成斯多亚派，
but he was in support of a king，
刚好相反的，
but just the reverse，
就是因为不注重道德，水过度的衰亡是从里面腐朽的，不是从外面攻打。
Because they despise the ethic that the corruptness of the nation come from inner but not external power，
这是很可怜的事情。
This is pitiful。
1920年的时候，
1920，
有一个这个人叫做这一个。叫做写了一本书叫做 Story of Philosophy。
He has written a book called Story of Philosophy。
忽然间，《纸贵洛阳》变成当时最畅销的书。
And suddenly become a very popular book。
这个人是德国人的后裔，在美国叫做 Will Durant。
Will Durant。
这个人写的书里面怎么讲呢
？What did he say in his book？
他说：“罗马帝国不是被外面打败的。”
The Roman Empire is not defeated by the external。
罗马帝国是自己里面腐朽变成腐烂。
But rather innerly they corrupt and that's why they defeated themselves。
一个国家强盛的时候
，at a time when a country becomes strong，
四面无敌
，and without any enemy outside，
里面的野兽就出来了。
But the beast from within will come。
自己成为自己的仇敌。
And you become your own enemy。
为所欲为。
And you do what you want。
无恶不作。
And do all the evil。
放纵情欲。
And you let loose the lust。
强权压制穷人。
And you force the poor。
这样的人一定倒下去。
These are people who collapse。
所以不到一两百年里面。
So after 100 to 200 years，
罗马的国势就下去。
The Roman Empire declined。
为什么呢
？Why？
不是因为注重良善而没有用金钱的勇敢。
It is not because they emphasize on ethic and without the execution of the power。
相反的
，The reverse。
太过敢用强权和富有的人性中间彼此尊重的良善的尺寸，所以才失败。
That too much they use the power without placing esteem to the ethical to the conscience。
Marcus Aurelius，
Marcus Aurelius
是君王，
he is a Caesar，
他赞成斯多亚派，
but he was in support of a Stoicism。
哲学界里面，
in the philosophical
realm， 有一个很著名的人叫做 Seneca。
Seneca is a very famous man。
Seneca 是与保罗、与耶稣基督同时代的人。
Seneca was a contemporary of Jesus and Paul。
这个人所写的书现在还有翻译本的。
The book that this man has written still has translation today。
还有几本书很出名的。
A few books of his are very famous。
论到友谊，
talking about friendship。
论到来生，
on eternal life。
默想人的意义，
on the meditation of human life。
Seneca 的书里面，
the book of Seneca，
完全接受斯多亚派的哲学。
Totally accepted this Stoicism。
那斯多亚派的这宇宙观同这个以毕古罗的宇宙观是完全不一样的。
The concept of universe of Stoic is totally different from the concept of universe with Epicureanism。
以毕古罗的宇宙观是绝对唯物论的宇宙观。
The Epicureanistic view of the
cosmology
is actually very materialistic。
So the cosmological view of Epicureanism is totally materialistic。
以毕古罗派的这个宇宙观呢，是非常的物质化的。
The most celebrated and most worshipped philosopher of that school is Democritus.
他们最被推崇的这个
最崇拜、
最崇拜的哲学家就
Democritus。那 Democritus 也就是马克思博士论文所讨论的那一个唯物论的思想家。
And Democritus is the one that came out in his PhD dissertation discuss about him.
今天我不在你们教哲学。
Today I'm not teaching philosophy.
我不会太详细讲下去。
So I will not talk in detail.
虽然这样讲对普通人已经太详细了。
Even to common people, that's already too detailed.
因为你每天想的不是这些，就是想美金多少，今天这个银行里面或者这一个呢。这个我们的这个商业的指数有没有增加
？Because in your daily life, you only talk about stock indexes.
你这是给你很好的机会，思想人生、人类历史中间那些想过的伟大的问题。
But this gives you a good opportunity to ponder about the philosophical question that history people have thought through.
你说今天你讲的不是罗马书，你知道吗
？You say you're not talking about the book Roman today.
我怎么不知道
？Of course I know.
但我告诉你，罗马书里面保罗。对这种人了解到什么程度呢
？But how much Paul understand about this kind of people in the book of Rome？
所以一个传福音的人，不是自己会讲一点福音就可以见人。
So I want to preach, not to say that you know a little bit of preaching, then you can face people.
当保罗在亚六巴谷的时候
，In Areopagus，
他就从这一派的哲学家面对面辩论。
Face to face, Paul was debating with these groups of people.
是今天很少传道人敢做的事情。
And very few preachers today dare to do that.
保罗跟他辩论的时候
，At a time when Paul was debating with them,
看出了他们的毛病。
And only he see the shortcomings.
用福音补满了他们的虚空。
And using the gospel to supply for the need.
保罗甚至引用了史多亚派的一个大诗人叫做 Clintus 所写的书 Te Deum， 从里面引用他的话来对他们讲。你们说不明白，我告诉你。
Paul even used a verse from the great poet and say that what you understand, I want to teach you.
在 Clintus 所写的诗里面
，In Clintus what he had written is
poem. 我们原都是上帝所生的。
He said we are given birth by God.
所以保罗是读斯多亚派的书的。
So Paul read about Stoics.
保罗知道这一派的人的人生的哲学。
And know their value concept in life.
保罗抓到了他们所明白的自然启示的一部分。
And Paul also know what they know from the general revelation.
所以正如你们诗人说。我们也是上帝生的。
That's how a prayer who said that we are given birth by God.
现在我把你们所不认识上帝告诉你。
And I want to tell you the God that you do not know.
当我自己跑到保罗对斯多亚派的人辩论的时候所站的地方的时候
，So when I personally went to the place where Bible Paul stood and argued with the people of the Stoics,
我的心深深受激励。
My heart was deeply encouraged.
我说主啊。
I say, Lord,
你帮助我成为一个真正明白人的思想背景的一个传道人。
Help me to be a preacher who truly understands the philosophy behind mankind.
好叫我不是打空气。
So then, let's not I beat in the wind.
不是自讲自己所说的事情。
Not like I speak what I speak.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以Seneca
的心理学，
这个大哲学家
，Great philosopher，
也接受了斯多亚派。
Also, he accepted the Stoics.
这斯多亚派的宇宙观是什么呢
？The cosmology of the Stoics.
他说，这个宇宙是两件事情组成的。
He said the cosmos is composed of two things.
第一
，The first，
宇宙是有身体的。
The cosmos has a body.
第二
，The second，
宇宙是有灵魂的。
The cosmos has a soul.
所以这就把人性观跟宇宙观合起来一同谈了。
So he integrated together cosmology and also human nature.
Anthropology and cosmology, united, compare,
被联合起来的。
你看，这个是很奇妙的。
This is very marvelous.
人是人
，man is man.
你的外面有的身体
，because outwardly we have a body.
人是人
，man is man.
你的里面有灵魂
，because in us there's a soul.
你的灵魂是高贵的
，the soul is noble.
你这个人身体多么差也不要紧
，so no matter how weak you are, doesn't matter.
如果你们里面的灵魂是很简陋的
，if the soul is very simple,
很粗野的
，and very crude.
你身体越大越像动物
，and also the more you are physically big built, the more you look like a beast.
所以人之所以是人
，man is man.
有灵魂在内。身体在外
，we have the soul within us and the body outwardly.
斯多亚派就从这种人性呢，就投射到宇宙中间去想。
So from this human nature, they want to project it to the universe.
那么这样的宇宙的身体是什么呢
？So what is the body of the cosmos?
就是这个物质的世界。
That is the materialistic world.
这个世界
，the world，
所有物质的
，all the metal，
热、月、星
，whether it's the moon, the stars，
地
and the earth，
这都是宇宙的身体。
All these are the body of the universe。
凡你看见之物
，and that which is visible，
能见之物见
，that also which can be seen，
都不过是宇宙的身体。
Only by the body of the cosmos。
那么宇宙的灵魂是什么呢
？What is the soul then is the cosmos。
宇宙的灵魂就是共通运行在万人头脑中间的共通理性。
And also the logos that move around in all people。
所以人之所以是人
，man is man。
因为人有宇宙中间那个理性的母体分出来的小体。
Because we have the division of the cosmological logos which is given to us as an individual.
So we have the small piece of the thinking ability which come out from the mother of the thinking logic, that is cosmic logos.
所以我们从这个宇宙这个逻辑里面，我们就分享其中一点，
是一个大的道体。
So the cosmic logic
在运行的时候
，when it's moved，
就产生了许多的碎片。
It become many fragments，
这些碎片就进到人的里面。
The fragment come to us，
所以每个人都会想。
So everyone can think。
为什么想呢
？What thinking？
因为我们思想就是要明白那个母体在哪里。
Because our thinking is to think that what is that mother body where it is。
我们像浪子一样的。
We are the prodigal son。
知道这不是我的家。
Know that this is not my home。
我有一个家。
I have a home。
那个家有我的母亲。
That home has my mother。
我是他的孩子。
I'm his children。
我怎么想都是小孩子的想法。
And whatever I think is a childish thinking。
有一天我这个小孩子能够想到跟我的母体一同连在一起。
How that I hope one day I can be united with my mother body.
所以每个人都在想想。
So everybody is thinking and thinking.
小的时候想为什么给蚊子咬。
And when you are young, you think what's that? I'm being stung by the mosquito.
大一点就想我的爱人在哪里。
And when you get older, you say where's my love?
再大一点想我应该赚多少钱。
And getting older, how much money should I make?
赚了很多再想我应该吃哪一个人。
And also if you have been much money, you say how.
后来再想我一生要存积多少。
And then you think how much money you accumulate.
死了以后到哪里？
And where would I go when I die?
到底人生的意思是什么？
What's the purpose of life?
每个人都在想想想想想想。
Think and think and think.
到你死了以后。
After you die.
斯多亚派说。
The Stoics say.
你的小理性。
Your small logic.
就归到宇宙的大理性的母体里面。
It returns to the mother body of the cosmologic.
那你的人生旅途就结束了。
Then that ends your life journey.
所以这个宇宙中间运行的母体的理性叫做大自然的灵魂。
So the cosmologic which is moving around is called the cosmos soul.
人呢？
Man.
是唯一有理性向往的小灵魂。
It is the only one that can think and desire to return back to the logic.
所以我认为西方哲学的人生哲学里面最深的就是斯多海。
So the deepest of the Western philosophy of our life is the Stoic.
我传道四十多年。
40 years I preach.
我教哲学超过35年。
Teaching philosophy for more than 35 years.
我从中西古今各派系中间好好看出呢人为什么会这么想？为什么会那么想
？From the ancient to the contemporary, from the west to the orient, I want to think of why people think in such a way.
但是真正的答案不在任何一个派系里。
But the true answer does not lie in any of the systems.
真正的答案在圣经里面。
True answer is in the
Bible. 为什么呢
？Why?
In the 神。
Because God
是真理的本身。
He is the ontology of truth.
神创造了人。
He created mankind.
人才有理性的可能。
And that's why there's a possibility of man's thinking.
因为人是按照上帝的形象样式造。
Because man is created according to image and likeness of God.
人会思想真理。
That man can think about truth.
人会思想的母体。
Man can think about that mother body.
不是母体。
Not mother body,
是神的本身。
It's God himself.
像没有一个人没有宗教观念。
So there's no one is without religious thinking.
没有一个人没有神的观念。
There's no one without the concept of God.
当然有。
Of course they have, you say.
无神论就是没有神的观念。
The atheists do not have the concept of God.
这是说谎的。
This is lying.
如果没有神的观念，为什么毛泽东要做神呢？就是有神的观念。
If there's no concept of God, why does Mao Zedong want to be God?
如果他不要别的神，他要别人把他当作神。
He doesn't want to be other God, he wants the people to deem him as God.
还是神的观念。
The God concept,
不过是反常的神的观念
but it's the abnormal concept.
因为他忘记他是人飘飘的以为他是神
because he forget that he's a humankind he want to be a God
所以结果这么凄惨
and later on he died tragically
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my dear brothers and sisters
人就是人
man is man
人不是神
man is not God
我现在回到斯多亚派
now I'll come back to the Stoic
斯多亚派思想人生的时候
the Stoic when I think about human life
就说你思想你用理性吗
you think do you use a rationality
你应当把理性跟良心配合起来
Rationality and conscience to be integrated.
你行善
You do good.
你目标是善
Your aim is goodness.
如果你很会想，但是为了不是追求善，你的思想是走错路的。
If you think very well, but if your ultimate goal is not goodness, then it has gone astray with your thinking.
如果有理性的功能，你没有善的本质，你不能回到理性的母体那里。
If there's a positive function of a thinking, but without goodness, you cannot go back to the mother body.
所以 Marcus Aurelius 写一封信给他的亲人。
So Marcus Aurelius wrote a letter to his relative.
他说：“我死的那一天，你不要哭。”
The day when I die, do not cry.
因为我不是结束。
Because I'm not the end.
我不是不存在
啊。I'm not in non-existence.
我是回到母体那里去。
But I return back to the mother body.
你哭做什么呢？
Why do you cry?
反正你以后也要回去母体那里。
In the future, you'll return back to.
你暂时看不见我。
Temporarily, you will not see me.
你不过是看不见我的身体。
Only you won't see my body.
所以这种人生呢
？This kind of life concept
跟以毕古罗派的人生不一样。
As compared to Epicureanism, it's
different. 为什么呢
？Why?
因为以毕古罗派的人生走到人生结束的时候，完全没有生，没有盼望。
Because to Epicureanism, when it comes to the end of the journey of life, there's no hope.
死了就完了嘛。
You die and you finish.
所以你不必怕死。
So do not be afraid of death.
还没死以前。
Before you die,
死还没有来。
Death has come.
死来了以后。
When death comes,
已经死了。
You're already dead.
所以你不必怕。
Do not be afraid.
你还记得上个礼拜讲的吗
？You remember what we
said? 你好好记得啊。
Last week,
有我给你考书，你就可以做我的学生了。
I'll get an exam in the future.
好了，这个一世多少派呢
？So the story,
死不是完。
That is not the end.
回到母体。
But to return to the mother body.
为了回到母体。
Return to the mother body.
你路途是什么
？What is the journey?
良善的路途。
A journey of goodness.
是做人。
To be a man.
要做好人。
Be a good man.
想。
Think.
要想好事。
Think of good things.
行动。
Do.
要追求良善。
Seek for the goodness.
与人之间的关系。
When have human relationship.
要彼此尊重。
You must respect each other.
打仗以后。
After war.
好待仇敌。
And deal in
goodness. 男女之间。
Man and woman.
要有平等。
There must be equality.
如果可能。
If it's possible.
释放奴隶。
And liberate our slaves.
所以这个理论呢。
So the theory.
就影响了整个罗马帝国。
Influence the whole Roman Empire.
影响两种。
Two kind of people.
第一种是什么呢
？The first.
就那些人看应当向这个世界大同的理想去追求。
Those who look for the unity of the universe.
第二种就是
the second.
那些奴隶才发现，他们不应当做奴隶。
The slave realized that they shouldn't be slaves.
所以他们就勇敢起来反抗。
So they're courageous to oppose.
所以每件事有正负两面啊。
So they are positive and negative for everything.
你们可能知道有一个人叫 Spartacus。
Spartacus.
Spartacus 不是斯巴达人，我上个礼拜讲了。
Spartacus.
Spartacus 是一个奴隶的名字。
It is a name of a person.
这个人竟然勇敢带领十万座奴隶的人组成一个奴隶军。
So he formed an army of 100,000 slaves.
用木头，用石头，用椅子，用什么做他们武器
？Using weapons as stone, as wooden, as a chairs.
自己做箭来射死罗马军。
And make their own arrows to kill the Romans.
变成罗马帝国历史里面最大的反叛或者说革命。
And become the greatest revolutionist of the Roman Empire.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为人不应当把人当成奴隶。
Because men shouldn't keep others as slaves.
现在听下面一句话。
And following statement,
罗马帝国
，the Roman Empire
受了两派的影响
，they are influenced by two schools，
整个动摇了
，and they are shaken。
第一派
，the first
就是斯多亚派对全民思想的感化
，and also the kind of change from the Stoic to the common people。
最高的
，the highest
皇帝受影响
，the emperor's influence。
哲学家
，the philosopher
受影响
，influence。
还有另外一个叫 Epictetus。
Epictetus
是做奴隶的
，was a slave。
他是很聪明的奴才
，very clever slave。
做官做完了以后就读哲学
，and after his work he read philosophy。
你不要看你家里工人很笨哦
，do not despise your own maid。
你的孩子读书不一定你比你家里的工人更聪明
，because your own son may not be more intelligent than your maid。
可能你的孩子的命运就是阿斗
，maybe your this son will become 阿斗。
因为他生在你家里就好像可以作威作福一样。
But because he's born in a rich home, he looks like he can be a bastard.
But 有一些做奴隶的人
，but some slaves
他有天才的头脑
，they have the mind of a genius.
Epictetus 就是这样的
，Epictetus is such.
所以他的书到现在还有人在看
，so his book until today people read.
2000多年
more than 2000 years ago.
你看到吗
？Do you see?
在希腊世界里面。
In also the Greek world,
另外一个奴才
，another slave
写的书到现在变成全世界最畅销书之一，每一年一样的。
The book that is written become one of the most popular book even today.
谁呀
？Who?
Aesop's Fable.
Aesop. Ace of Fable.
伊索寓言呢
？Ace of Fable.
你现在在书店还可以看到。
You can still read that.
2000年来
，2000，
还有很多人靠他吃饭。
Still a lot of people have a livelihood upon his work.
卖他的书赚钱，印他的传记还会吃饭。这个奴隶死了2000年，还在养很多人呢。
And even to sell his book, even though he dead for thousands of years, he can still make a livelihood for many people.
你的孩子，你不要太宠爱他。可能他一生一世，连他活的一天都要人养他，他不能养的。
So do not love your children too much. If not, when they die, even they have to be supported by others.
第二样
，the second，
罗马帝国受哪一种影响呢
？And what kind of influence Roman Empire had？
受耶稣基督的影响。
Jesus Christ。
为什么呢
？Why？
耶稣基督自己来到世界。
Because Jesus came to the world himself。
告诉我们，人与人要彼此尊重。
Telling us that we have to respect each other as human。
告诉我们，你要爱人如己。
That you must love others as yourself。
你们就彼此相爱。
So you love one another.
你要人怎样待你，你就要怎样待人。
Do what you want people to do to you.
这个是比斯多啊更深更深的道德哲学。
And this even an ethical principle which is higher than Stoicism.
比孔子的道德哲学更伟大更伟大。
And a principle which is great, much greater than Confucian.
孔子的人际关系最伟大的一句话是：己所不欲。勿施于人。
One of the greatest ethical teaching of this Confucius is that do not give to others what you do not like.
这一句话很伟大。
It's great.
你不要人家轻看你吗？
You don't want people to despise you.
你不要轻看。
Don't despise people.
你不要人打你吗？
You don't want people to beat you.
你不要打人。
Don't beat people.
你们不要人侮辱你吗？
You don't want people to insult you.
你也不要侮辱人。
Don't insult others.
结果你不侮辱我。
So you don't insult me.
我不侮辱你。
I won't insult you.
你不打我。
You won't beat me.
我不打你。
I won't beat you.
啊，大家顾自己就算。
So we care for ourselves.
耶稣基督说的。
Jesus said.
你要人家怎么待你？
Whatever you want people to deal with you.
你怎样待人？
Do the same thing to them.
什么意思呢？己所欲，施于人。大家说。
What do you want to give to others?
那你说差不多一样
吗？ So you say it's the same.
不一样。
No.
这个杯跟这个杯都是己所不欲，勿施于人。
So this cup and this cup, you do not want to give to others.
两个没有主动关系的。
They don't have an initiative relationship.
己所不欲，勿施于人。
So why you do not want to give to others?
你是你，我是我。
So you are you, am I.
我不施于你，我所不欲。你不施于我，你所不欲。
I won't give to you what I do not desire. You won't give to me what you do not desire.
但是耶稣说什么呢？
What did Jesus say?
己所欲施于人。
What you want, give to others.
你要人家尊重你吗？
You want people to respect you?
你先尊重人。
You first respect people.
你要人家爱你吗？
You want people to love you?
你好好爱别人。
First you love others.
你敬爱别人。
You respect others.
你要人家对你有礼貌吗？
You want people to have good manner to you?
你对人有礼貌。
You must respect others.
你要人家对你诚实吗？
You want to be people honest to you?
诚实待人。
You must be honest to others.
主动的伦理就从耶稣基督开始。
Jesus started the initiative kind of
ethics. 你看到了吗？如果你用代数或者用几何数学方程式来看
，If you algebra or geometry，
有一个叫做负负得正
，negative negative or positive，
己所不欲，勿施于人， so, 不跟我拿掉，就变成耶稣的教训。
So if you do not want， you do not want to give to others， remove the negative， and negative become positive for Jesus。
为什么孔子用词多两个字呢？
Why is that Confucius use two words more？
为什么他不要节省一点，用电报文学来写书呢？
Why don't he use a telegram to write？
一个人打电报的，一直想怎么样节省，至少一点可以少一点钱。
Because when you send telegram, you want to save the words that you use, that's why you save money。
字越多，浪费越多钱。
Because the more words that you use, the more money you spend。
所以呢，你说的孔子说己所不欲，勿施于人。电报打出去，耶稣说己所欲施于人，少两个字。
And Jesus said less by two words。
但是我告诉你
，But I tell you，
这不在乎数学定律的问题。
It's not depending on the mathematical law.
在乎生命的丰盛的问题。
But the abundance of life.
基督说
，Jesus said，
我来了
，I come。
不但叫你的生命
，That you must have life，
而且使你得到更丰盛的生命
，and having more abundance。
什么叫做更丰盛的生命
？More abundantly。What do you mean？
可以分享与人
，That you can share with others。
从你的身上发出一些东西帮助别人。
In your life, emit something that can share with others。
分享与人的生命。
To share your life with others，
是从基督生命的丰盛分出来。
It comes from the abundance, richness of the life of Jesus。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord。
罗马帝国。
So the Roman Empire。
受了两大影响。
Influenced by two great schools。
一个影响。
The first。
就是以斯多亚派为主的哲学。
There is a philosophy based on Stoicism.
感化全民
to move so many people.
第二个影响
the second
就耶稣基督的爱的伦理
the ethic of love in Jesus.
主动的生命的分享
the very active kind of sharing of life.
传遍罗马帝国
it preaches to every corner of Rome.
所以耶稣基督说
so Jesus said,
哀恸的人有福了
He who He who weeps, he who mourns is blessed.
他们要得到安慰。
Because they'll be comforted.
虚心的人有福了。
He who is humble,
因为他要得到天国。
Is blessed because he will inherit heaven.
怜悯人的人有福了。
Blessed by those who are
merciful. 他必蒙怜悯。
Because he there will have compassion.
耶稣的这些道德教训。
All this ethical teaching of Jesus.
就比施大费的道德教训更高更深。
It is higher and deeper compared to a stoic.
保罗才敢说我欠你们债。
Only Paul dared to say that I'm indebted to you.
我能供应你们。
I can supply your need.
我给你们，你们所没有的。
I give you what you don't have.
所以你们心里面需要耶稣的福音。
So you need Jesus in your heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
今天基督教界里面。
Today in the Christian world.
有哪一个人看透所有哲学里面最大的缺点在哪里？
Anyone who can see the shortcomings of all philosophical systems.
有哪一个人看见我们的道里面高过所有哲学的地方？
Seeing that our logos is higher than all philosophical systems.
哪一个人有足够的心胸广大去包容所有不同哲学系的人，把他们带到主的面前？
Anyone who is broad enough in his heart to bring all people of different philosophies to Christ.
有哪一个人有足够的智慧能力说服他们，叫他们知道主的爱可以临到他们？
Anyone who is wise enough to convince them that Christ Jesus' love is enough for them.
当我思想这一句话的时候，
When I was thinking of this point of this statement,
单单这一句话，
only this statement.
希利尼人啊，我欠你们
债。I'm indebted to you.
足够给我一生一世降服在主的面前。
And even for the whole life is enough for me to submit to the Lord.
主啊，感谢你。
Lord, I want to thank you.
你曾经有一个这么伟大的仆人保罗。
Because you have such a great servant Paul before.
成为每一个传道人的榜样。
And become the example of all preachers.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
这是第二派。
This is the second school.
这第二派的人后来成为最难听福音的人。
The second school becomes the one who is the most difficult to listen to the gospel.
正像今天许多信孔子的人很难信耶稣一样。
Just like all the people who embrace Confucianism, it's difficult for them to become Christians.
我既然这么好了，还需要你的耶稣做什么？
I'm already so good. What do I need Jesus?
你讲男女平等，我们早就有了。
You talk about the equality of man and woman, we already have it.
你们讲要善待奴隶，我早就善成了。
You say you must treat well your slave, I've already done that.
你们说要世界和平，我们已经知道了。
You say there must be peace of home, I know.
他们不接受耶稣。
So they do not want to have Jesus.
历史证明。
The history proves.
从耶稣到世界上。
Since the time when Jesus came to the world.
第四世纪。
Until the fourth century.
最难接受福音的人。
The one who's most difficult to receive the gospel. Other than the Jews.
就是这个施多派的人。
The stoics.
因为他们自以为义。
Because they have self-righteousness.
他们认为他们够好了。
They thought they're good enough.
今天你传道的时候。
Today when you preach.
你有听到这样的话吗？
Have you listened to
that? 哎呀，做什么信耶稣？
Why believe in Jesus?
所有宗教都是一样叫人去。
All religions ask people to be good.
我是凭良心做事的。
I do according to my
conscience. 那我就不信耶稣。
I don't believe in Jesus.
如果老天爷有眼睛。
If there's eye with heaven.
我凭良心做事还会丢下第一。
And with my conscience, if I do good, I can go to hell.
那他一定做错事。
Then he must done
something wrong. 我是凭良心做事。
I do according to my conscience.
我是做好事的。
I do good things.
我不需要耶稣。
I do not need Jesus.
这些人就像施多派的事情。
These people are like a thinking of stoics.
这是第二种事。
Second school.
但我告诉你，
I want to tell you,
整个斯多派的伦理哲学，
the ethic and philosophy of Stoics,
同耶稣基督教导相比起来，
as compared to Jesus' teaching,
你看就完全不一样。
It's different.
因为他们最后要归回宇宙的母体是谁，他不知道。
They want to return to the mother body of the whole universe, but who is that? They don't know.
耶稣基督说，
but Jesus said,
我就是道路、真理、生命。
I'm the way,
若不借助我，没有人回到父那里去。
I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father but through me.
在我父家里有许多的住处。
In Father's home there are many places.
我为你们去预备地方。
I go to prepare room for you.
我称你们为我的朋友。
I call you as my friend.
我称你们为我的弟兄。
I call you as my brothers.
我不再称你们，你不是我的奴仆。
I wouldn't call you slave.
耶稣基督是以神的身份来到做人，把上帝的荣耀从应许兑现在人世界中间。
Coming to the world as a position of God, he come to the world and to realize what God has promised to mankind.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
只有这位基督
，Only this Christ，
是亲自用他的血买赎人。使罪的赦免，使人回到父的面前。
They redeem man with his own blood, so that our sins are forgiven, and we can return back to the Father.
远远超过斯多亚派的思想。
So much more, it transcends the thinking of the Stoics.
这是希利尼文化的第二派的思想。
The second school of the Hellenistic culture.
第三派的思想是什么？
And the third school
就是这个也不对，那个也不对，这个想不通，那个想不通，结果什么都怀疑的人。
So they are not right in this or right on that, so they are skeptical in all things.
你的人生就追求良善吗？
And immense life do we seek for goodness?
什么叫做良善呢？
What's goodness?
这个人说良善的，那个人说不善。
What this man is good, that man deem is no good.
那个人说良善的，这个人说不行。
What this man is deem is good, that man deem is no good.
所以结果呢，你问他的人生的目的是什么？
Then you ask him what's the purpose of life?
他说我也不知哦。
I don't know, he said.
我也不知道是什么。
I don't know.
所以要追求良善吗？
To seek for goodness.
他就问什么叫良善？
What is goodness? He asked.
你说要追求真理吗？
To seek for truth.
那什么叫做真理？
What is truth?
哎，追求快乐吗？
To seek for happiness.
什么叫做快乐？
What's happiness?
有的人吃饭大快乐，明天死掉了。
There are people who feast and they're happy, but the next day they die.
有的人娶了许多小老婆，很快乐，结果孩子相杀。
And some are very wise, but then their children kill each other.
所以求快乐吗？
To seek for happiness?
我不知道。
I don't know.
求良善吗？
Goodness?
我也不知道。
I don't know.
那怎么办呢？
What is it now?
好了好了，不管了。
Never mind.
反正自以为好的，你自己好你的，我好我的，彼此好来好去。
What you deem is good, you deem is good, and what I deem is good is good.
这是第三派。
The second, third school.
第三派就是无派之派。
The third school is a school without school.
就是不知要走哪一派之派。
A school that don't know which school they belong to.
就是对这个也否认，对那个也否认，什么都怀疑的那一派。
So deny everything and also they're skeptical of every school.
这一派的人呢
，this school
就变成相对主义的开始。
Become the beginning of relativity.
变成妥协主义的开始。
Become the beginning of compromise.
变成融洽主义的开始。
The school of accommodation.
变成不信主义的开始。
Also the school of the beginning of skepticism.
主观主义的开始。
And the school of subjectivity.
变成相对论的开始。
And so the school of relativity.
我认为好的，你不一定要感到好。
What you deem is good, you may not necessary for me.
你认为对的，我不一定要跟从你。
What you deem is right, I may not have to follow you.
你一怀疑我是你的自由。
You have the right to doubt about me.
我不赞成你是我的权利。
And also have a right to not to go against along with you.
各自为政。
So you do what you think is right.
各自主政。
Also you have own authority.
各自定目标。
You have your own direction.
自上其身。
So you have your own right.
什么都怀疑。
So you are skeptical of all things.
这种相对主义。
This type of relativity.
这种怀疑主义。
This type of skeptical.
这种协调主义。
And a compromise thinking.
就变成妥协的精神。
Become a spirit of compromise.
没有答案的精神。
And without answer they have.
这是第三种人生哲学。
That's the third school of life concept.
好啦，不管谁对谁错啦。
No matter who is right, who is wrong.
你这一生没有办法知道谁对谁错的。
In your whole life, you wouldn't have to know who is right,
who is wrong. 你问公公，公公说婆婆错了。
And you ask a grandfather, grandfather's grandmother is wrong.
你问婆婆，婆婆说公公错了。
You ask a grandmother, grandmother says that grandfather is wrong.
你问公公你对不对？他说当然我对，不然怎么叫做我？
You ask a grandfather, he said, of course I'm right.
你问婆婆说你对或者公公对，他说我活了几十年怎么会错。
And you ask a grandmother, he said, I'm old enough to be right.
当然他错的。
Of course he's wrong.
但是他也活几十年嘛。
But he is only living for years.
婆婆对你说他从小就错到现在。
And grandmother would say, he has been wrong since he's young.
他错了几十年还不认错。
He has been young for decades and decades.
所以我们产生的公说公有理，婆说婆有理。
So the grandfather and grandmother has their own reason.
你最后就不知道哪一个有理，结果你说都是岂有此理。
So finally you don't know who has the right.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
这就是相对主义。
So that's called relativity.
妥协主义。
Compromise.
主观主义。
Subjectivity.
怀疑主义。
Skepticism.
就变成第三种哲学了。
Become the third school of thought.
我告诉你啊。
I tell you,
这三种人生哲学呢
，these three school of
不是单单在保罗的时代啊
，not just in the time of Paul，
是每时每代有的
，every time， every age，
对不对啊
？Is that right？
有一次。一个丈夫两点才回家。
The husband came back at 2 a.m.
太太眼睛像两粒灯泡一样。
the eyeball of the wife that two bulbs.
在家里等了气的差不多火山爆炸了。
Angry after waiting for so long time.
丈夫一叩门的时候。
So when the husband was knocking at the door,
他说不必再叩了，我等很久了。
Do not have to knock, wait for a long time.
一秒钟都不能睡觉。
I cannot speak for a second.
当你这个不害羞的男人这么迟回来，到哪里去
？Where have you gone？
这个丈夫呢，还没有进去就给他从里面大骂一顿了。
So the husband before even he came in was being scolded.
开门的声音好像汽车要跑的赛跑车的声音一样，啪一声。
So he opened the door very violently.
进来了
，coming in，
就变成茶壶似的。
Become a teapot，
像不像茶壶？来开始骂。
The wife become a teapot.
哎呀，这个丈夫见到茶壶。
So when the husband is a teapot.
他说你消气消气下来。
Well, don't get angry.
不要生气不要生气。
Don't get angry.
你在哪里？
Where have you been?
我今天教会这次开会，因为很重要，开到一点半，我回来两点差不多嘛。
We have important meeting for the deacon board. We finish at 1, so coming back at 2 is so
reasonable. 你死鬼啊你啊。
What happened to you now?
你不必这么热心信耶稣开会到两点。
You don't have to be so jealous and become a Christian.
你给我坐下来。
Sit down.
他打电话。
And he called.
陈先生，对不起，我两点打电话给你。
He said, I'm sorry, I called you at 2 a.m.
哎呀，这个陈先生旁边 那个是谁打电话这么迟
？Who called so late？
是女人的声音的。
It's a woman's voice。
哪边又一个茶壶了？谁打电话给你的
？And I think
what？ 哎呀，怎么办呢
？What is？
等。
Wait。
有什么事吗
？Anything？
你是教会执事吗
？I am deacon of church。
我今天不能去呀、
啊。I cannot go。
听说今天有执事会。
That you have a meeting？
开会平常到几点
？What time do we end？
平常最迟10:30就结束。
10:30 usually。
好，这个茶壶就来了。平常四点半就今天1:30
的茶壶。Usually time you finish at 10:30。
你先生，你是教会执事是不是
？Mr. Lee，
对不起，这么迟打电话给你，又一个茶壶又来了。
And then people come。
他说你是刚刚开会就，是啊，我们开会到1:30。
Yes， we end meeting at 1 a.m.、
啊。这个女的跟我丈夫带了两个去一同去找基尼。
Maybe these two men go to the same place with my husband。
问那个女执事。
And ask the deacon。
那女执事是啊，我也是1:30回来啊。
The deacon said, yes, we came back at
1:30. 这次的丈夫也变成茶壶了。这么迟有男人打电话给你了。好嘞，他心消了。原来这会这四位开会到1:30。
And they don't see come.
好了，我原谅你了，原谅你。
I forgive you.
我原谅你。
I forgive you.
他丈夫说没有罪，为什么要你原谅
？I've never seen. Why is that? 好，
我谅解你，我谅解你。
I understand you.
我了解你，我了解你。
I understand you.
你们刚才开什么会呢
？What kind of meeting do you have just now?
为什么开的这么久
？Why is it so late at the end?
是不是看到我们很多穷人要帮助呢
？There are poor people in help.
都可以，只要不要给我太多奉献就是了。
Well, we can have all things, but not too much. No.
这教会里面分两派。
Well, we're two factions in the church.
A 派说 B 派错。
The A say that B is wrong.
B 派说 A 派错。
B say that A is wrong.
他们吵来吵去。
So they quarrel.
到了差不多11:00的时候。
When it comes to 11:00,
A 派讲的道理很多。
The A talk about many reasons.
所以我就说 A 派对 ，A 派对。
So I say A is right.
那你讲 A 派对后来怎么样
？What happened?
B 派全部向我爆炸。
B
X. 你怎么可以骗我
？Bombs at me.
事情不是这样，我告诉你是这样。他们就讲到1:00。
And they their own way to talk until 1 a.m.
讲到一点的时候呢
，When it comes to 1 a.m.
我听也很有道理啊。
I said they have reason too。
我说你们也对
，You also right。
这 A 派也对
，A is right。
B 派也对
，B also is right。
后来大家祷告半个钟头，11:30我们去上
课。So,
1:30就。
They pray for half an hour and then we end at 1:30。
这个做太太的
，The wife
A 派对
，A is right。
后来 B 派也对
，And then later B also is right。
怎么可能？
How is it possible?
既然吵，一定有一边不对。
Of course, when they fight, one party must be wrong.
如果 A 派对 ，B 派一定不对。
If A is right, B must be wrong.
如果 B 派对 ，A 一定不对。
If B is right, A must be wrong.
你竟然敢说两派都对
？How dare you say that two schools are right?
不可能两派都对。
It's not
possible. 你想想看，怎么会两派都对
？How is it possible?
就是有一些人不讲诚实话。
Because some people they never talk.
有一些有错不要认。
Some they are wrong.
所以结果你跟两边都骗了。
So you are confused on the two parties.
你才说两派都对。
Then you say the two parties are right.
A 派对。
A is right.
B 派也对。
B also is right.
不可能。
Not possible.
不可能两派都对。
Not possible two parties are right.
他对太太说。
So he told the wife.
你也对。
You are right too.
怎么？
You are right too.
怎么可能两派都对呢
？How is it possible two parties are right?
哎，太太也对。
And wife is right.
你也对。
You are right.
那怎么办呢
？What do you do now?
下个礼拜你再去跟他们谈。
Next week you talk to them again.
但我想，你既然对了一定有错，那么上帝知道就算了。
So if you are right, then there must be wrong, and then if God knows, it's okay.
反正从今天开始。
And from today onward.
我 A 派也不信 ，B 派也信。
I won't believe A or B.
那你会不会完全对？我也不知道。
Would you be totally right? I don't know.
你可能对的。
Maybe you're right.
不，如果他们再讲，我会怀疑你，所以呢，你也不一定对。
If they talk again, I'll be skeptical on you again, so you may not be right.
你三派都对，三派都不对。
So all the three parties are right, all the three parties are wrong.
三派都相信，三派都怀疑。
And also he believe in three parties or stuck down in three parties.
这个就是希利尼哲学的第三种了。
That's the third school of the Hellenists.
你懂吗
？Do you know?
人生经验多了。
When you're more experienced in life,
管他们去吵的。
Never mind the fight.
年轻的时候。
When you're young.
街上两个人吵架。
When two are fighting,
你就长颈鹿。
You have to watch.
看他吵什么。
你要
知道他们的秘密。我开始跟他谈。年老的时候。
When you're old.
哎呀，鬼能力懂得差，好运气差的。
Never mind the fight because
they're fighting. 你差一点，那对了，去捆他哦。回家分刀。不管在吵什么
，Never mind the fight。
所以老人家呢
，So the old people
看电视啊
，When they watch TV，
吵得很厉害的时候
，When they fight，
小孩子一直看
，And the children will watch carefully。
年轻的很紧张
，And the young also be alert。
有的人拿起拳头来
，And some take a fist。
老人家呢拿着扇关掉他去睡。为什么？因为他年纪老了。
Because when they get old, they come。
不跟这边了。
They will not follow this party or that party。
他什么派？
What school do they belong to?
关掉睡觉派。
They turn it off and sleep.
这是第三派。
That's the third school.
好，现在我把三种都讲了哈。
I've talked about three.
第一派是什么
？What's the first school?
以比古罗派。
Epicureanism.
求什么
？What do they seek for?
求快乐。
Happiness.
宇宙是什么
？What's the cosmos?
是唯物的。
Materialism.
死了又怎么样
？What happened when they die?
完了。
That's the end.
你不回答，我下个礼拜不来了。
I won't come. You won't answer.
本来我下个礼拜不来的。
I won't come next week.
所以第一派
，the first school，
以比古罗派
，Epicureanism，
求什么
？What is it seek for？
求快乐
，happiness。
人死了怎么样
？What happens when men die？
完了。宇宙是什么
？What's the cosmos？
是物质
，material。
第二派
，the second school，
求什么
？What is it seek？
良善
，goodness。
要用什么
？What do they use？
用理性
，logic。
死了又怎么样？
What happened when you die?
归回理性的母体。
You go back to the mother body of the
life. 大自然是什么
？What's nature?
宇宙的身体。
The body of the universe.
理性是什么
？What's reason?
宇宙的灵魂。
And the soul of the cosmos.
那个母体是谁
？What's the who's the body?
不知道。
I don't know.
所以莫名其妙。第三派是什么
？The third school.
你都不知道，我哪里知道
？If you don't know, how do I know?
你不知道还要告诉我
？If you don't know, how can you tell me?
这派不信。
那派不信 ，or that school，
这派怀疑
，and skeptical this school or that school。
所以如果你对第三派的人说
，so to the third school you say，
真理是这样这样这样这样。
The truth is such。
他说，真的吗
？Is that true？
你说应该这样应该这样。
It must be so。
谁说的
？Who say？
应该这样这样这样这样。
It must be so。
有某某人这样这样。
And so and so。
他是他。
You see。
你说你。
You are you。
我是我。
I'm I。
所以你明白了吗
？So you understand。
当耶稣站在比拉多面前受审判。
When Jesus standing before Pontius Pilate to be tried by him,
比拉多说
，Pontius Pilate said,
我要为真理吗
？Do I look for the truth?
Am I doing everything for truth's sake?
我是为真理吗
？Absolutely no.
当然不是。
我是为法律吗
？Do I do for the sake of the law?
Absolutely no.
当然不是。
我为我自己的好处、我的面子、我的利益吗
？Do I do for the sake of my own self?
Absolutely yes.
当然是。
耶稣没有错，要审判他吗
？Jesus is not wrong. How come he to be judged?
不关我的事。
It's not something concerning me.
犹太人告耶稣是为了妒忌，叫把他交给他们，不要紧，反正他死不是我死。
The Jew prosecute Jesus because they're zealous of him. Never mind, he died, not me.
我如果不把耶稣交给犹太人去杀
，If I do not place Jesus in the hand of the Jews to be killed,
他们杀我
，They will kill me.
为了我的快乐
，For my own happiness,
牺牲别人吧
，I sacrifice others.
虽然查不出他有罪
，Even though I cannot find that he has any sin,
把他交去吧。
I want to commit him to the sinners.
法律不重要
，law is not important.
我的快乐重要
，my happiness is important.
良善不重要
，goodness is not important.
我的权柄重要
，my power is important.
你讲良善
，you talk about goodness.
你去讲，
如果
你讲真理
，you talk about truth.
你去讲，
如果你唱，
他问耶稣说
，he asked Jesus,
你是犹太人的王吗
？Are you the king of the Jews?
耶稣说，你说的是。
Jesus said, what he says is right.
但是，我告诉你。
I tell you,
我为做王而被审。
I was born to be king.
啊
？What？
那你就要跟凯撒大帝拼死命了吗
？So you want to fight with the Caesar？
我特为真理做见证。
I testify for the truth.
真理
？Truth？
比拉多说什么
？What if？
真理是什么
？What is truth？
然后就走了。
And then he walked away.
比拉多就是第三派的人。
Pontius Pilate belongs to the third party.
你明白
？Do you understand?
他为自己的喜乐。
For his own happiness.
他不要走法律的路线。
He doesn't want to walk in the way of the legal system.
不相信良善的价值。
He doesn't believe in the value of goodness.
怀疑各样的理论。
He is skeptical of doctrine.
基督说：“我为真理做见证的时候。”
When Jesus said,